When should you sell or not sell during a presentation? Because sometimes selling from a presentation can actually backfire if there are not the right circumstances or situations that allow someone to buy. So that's what we're going to explore today. When should you sell or not sell? If you don't know me, my name is Simone Vincenzi. I'm the co-founder of GTEX, and I've delivered over 2,000 presentations, sales presentations, and made a few millions along the way. And I love talking about how to sell from presentation and get clients at scale. And not every situation is ideal to sell from the stage or to sell from a webinar or to sell from a presentation. So what makes the right situation? This is how I'm thinking before I approach every single event. The first thing is, do I have enough time to build trust and relationship with my audience and my potential clients? Because if you think about it, if you're asking someone to make a buying decision in a short space of time, there needs to be the right conditions. They need to have the right trust, and also they need to have the right space for them to make the decision to work with you, to say, here is my money. And if I don't have enough time to build that trust, actually selling too quick can backfire. Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to break that trust. So the first thing I'm thinking is there enough time to build trust? And often my rule is that if I don't have at least 45 minutes of presence in front of them where I can build a relationship, I'm actually not going to sell anything. Because I will make way more money by either invite them to a consultation and use an extra step to build that relationship, maybe invite them to one of my future webinars, so then I can control the sales environment, or getting them to download something, whether it's to add them to my WhatsApp group channel or my text message channel or my email list. Those strategies, if you have a short time, less than 45 minutes, will be way more effective and make you way more money in the long term, but also in the short term. The second thing I'm thinking, other than the time, is the space. Context is everything. Are they in the right context to make a buying decision? Sometimes you will go to these events where their attention is all over the place. There might be a trade show, it's very noisy, or there is an event with a lot of speakers back to back where they can really make that buying decision. And if I don't have the space, if my audience doesn't have the space to make the buying decision, I also decide not to sell. Because sales happen when there is attention, when there is focus, and when there is space for someone to make that buying decision, to say, here is my money from I don't know you or I never heard from you before. So a smaller decision, whether it's booking a consultation, booking a call, or downloading something, is still going to be way more effective than a direct sale. Then the other part is that the right condition, talking about space and talking about the frame, are that the right condition for someone to make the buying decision? Is the internet good if they need to buy something online? Do I have a form that I need to fill in order to buy something? And again, if those conditions are not met, I'd rather not sell that to break the trust and break that relationship with the audience. Now, one of the tricks that I always use to create that space is that I always want to be the speaker that speaks before a break. Ideally, I want to be the speaker that speaks before a lunch break. Why is that? Because before a break, people have space during the break to make the buying decision, to think or to come to you as a speaker and ask you questions and build that connection. And of course, the lunch break is the longest break that they have. And I want to be the last thing they hear before they go for lunch. Because now they're going to be thinking throughout the lunch break about the presentation, about the options that I make, about my offer, or about the message that I deliver if I didn't offer something specifically. So that's a pro tip. Always ask to be the speaker to speak either before a lunch break or a break, because then it means that you can capture those conversations and you create space for people to make that decision. So again, if you want to sell from the stage, you want to sell from live events, you want to sell from presentations, number one, look about the context. Do you have enough time to build the trust and the relationship that is needed for someone to make the buying decision? And the second thing is that does the audience have the space to make the buying decision? And the third thing is, can you create the conditions for them to make the buying decision? If you want to know more about how to sell from presentation and sell from webinars and get clients at scale, make sure you subscribe. And also let me know in the comments what other topics would you like me to cover on selling from webinars and selling from presentation. Until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.